Leslie Forrester, the executive director of the Springfield Regional Arts Council, and we're getting as early a start as we can, a week ahead of time, to talk about the 40th Arts Fest on historic Walnut Street.
Yeah, we're so excited to be bringing it back after a year hiatus, and last year would have been our 40th anniversary, and so we're kind of put pause last year to get everyone safely through the pandemic, and so we're so delighted to be bringing it back this year for the 40th event.
But there will still, I mean, even though we're in the yellow phase right now, there will still be limited capacity, and that means only a limited number of tickets are available, and patrons who purchase the tickets will only have a limited amount of time they can be out there on Walnut Street.
Right. So, you know, COVID is still here, and we want to make sure that all of our patrons and our artists and our staff and our volunteers are very safe. Right. And so we're very closely following all of the Springfield Greene County Health Department guidelines. And so for larger events like this, even outdoors, we are limited to between 2,000 and 2,500 people per 2 hours. So if there's a particular time that you want to be on the street and out visiting with artists, buy your tickets early so that way you can get access to that time. Once they're sold out, they're sold out, and we won't be able to allow more people in until the next wave.
So these two-hour periods run from... when do you open on Saturday at 10 a.m.?
At 10 a.m.
And through 6 p.m., so 10 to noon, mm-hmm. noon to 2, and so on. And then
yes.
on Sunday, you open at noon and are open until 5?
We start at 10 as well.
Or 10 on Sunday, but you're open
10 to 5.
5.
So it's actually, I think the last wave of the event is actually a three-hour wave. So if you want a little bit longer to be able to shop on Sunday afternoon, that would be the best time to come for sure.
And it's, of course, not just shopping. There's also eating, and there's also mm-hmm. performances.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of our regulars will be there. Some are not because they just haven't been rehearsing the last year. But we have, I think we're going to land at about 50 different performances across four stages. We've got 15 food vendors, and we are creating a sort of a food park at University Plaza parking lot. There'll be a music stage there and food, so you can grab your bite to eat before you head down the street to visit with artists and things like that. So there will still be a lot of the elements that people come to the festival for that
right.
really love being there.
How many artists, visual artists, are coming?
We're hovering right about 100,
okay.
Because all of our booths will be 6 feet apart, so we didn't have as much footprint to work with this year. And it really works out. Some artists aren't traveling. We've traditionally had several international artists who obviously won't be able to be
right.
here with us this year, and we're so sad to miss them. So right at about 100 artists. A lot of them are returning folks that you might have seen before. Quite a few local folks as well. So there'll be something for everybody.
And of course, people will need to wear masks out on Walnut Street, even though it's an outdoor event. It's still going to be kind of crowded.
Yeah.
It'll be hard to maintain the 6 feet social distancing.
Right. Again, out of an abundance of caution.
Right.
It's just still the standard to wear a mask. And it's one of those things that, you know, if we're really hoping to find some normalcy in a really crazy time, it's just the things we have to do, is to wear a mask and to be distanced and just be aware of those safety protocols. And it's, you know, we're not trying to trample on anybody's fun. We can still have fun. We can wear masks and celebrate with one another to see some of these things finally returning.
Right. Now, once again, Arts Fest tickets are $5.
Yes.
And they are available at springfieldartsfest.org. You can call the Springfield Regional Arts Council at 862-ARTS, 862-2787, and find out more information. Speaking of information, there will be information collected from patrons at checkout to be used for contact tracing, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are seriously in need of volunteers for the event, I understand.
We're actually, as of this morning, we're doing pretty well.
Okay, good.
But we still can use help, especially in the afternoons. A lot of people like to come first thing in the morning and volunteer, sell some sodas, take tickets at the gate, and spend the afternoon at the festival. But we always need people in the afternoons to help us, particularly at the gates. I think we're just looking for maybe 8 more people Sunday afternoon. afternoon and four more on Saturday.
Okay, so you are doing well.
So we're doing pretty well. Yeah. But we, you know, the more help we get, the better, because there are extra steps to keep everybody safe. So we'll have security at gates to help support volunteers. So there's just going to be a ton of support. And I really think it's going to feel like a big, giant celebration.
Well, we need something like that for a change. Presented by Great Southern Bank. It's the 40th Arts Fest on Walnut Street, May 1st and 2nd. Saturday, May 1st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday the 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Anything else people need to know about it?
We're just excited to see everybody. Welcome you all to the street again and get things going again and celebrate the arts.
It was way too quiet on Walnut Street a year ago.
Certainly was.
All right, that is Leslie Forrester, the Executive Director of Springfield Regional Arts Council. Again, Arts Fest on Walnut Street is next weekend, May 1st and 2nd, in the Walnut Street Historic District. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Randy. Have a great day.
You too.